This is Twit.
We actually yesterday talked a lot about passwords on Security Now because Troy Hunt, who does HaveIBeenPwned.com, wrote a piece about passwords about 2 weeks ago in which he basically said, forget it, we're stuck with them. But I remember Bill Gates saying we wouldn't be. The passwords would be a thing of the past someday. Which is it?
Well, it's on its way for sure. I mean, one thing, anyone who uses a computer of any kind has probably noticed that the instances in which you have to type in a password have gone down dramatically, right? Through a variety of functions. 2FA helps a lot like that. Pins, obviously, on computers are kind of nice if you have a Windows computer. You know, Windows Hello and so forth. I mean, and even like the first time you sign on to a Windows PC, you can, I believe, I haven't done this since Saturday, but I do this like
use the authenticator. No, it pops up on your phone.
Right, exactly.
You don't even have to enter password. You just approve. Yep. And I think they give Google you a two-digit number. I like that a lot.
I do too. Yeah.
I don't want to enter passwords. And that's probably it's probably a little more secure than a password because it's, you have to have my phone if you're going to do it.
Yeah, there's multiple factors occurring there. It's nice. But, you know, Microsoft's goal, like you said, has been for a long time to get to kind of a password-less world. And they took a step in that direction this week when they released, what happened was it kind of quietly happened with the Microsoft account. I think it was late last week. They didn't say anything about it, but it was up there on the site if you thought to go look for it. If you go to account.microsoft.com and go to the security section, advanced options, you kind of scroll down in this sections in there for app passwords and some other things. And they added a new section related to using Windows Hello or a security key like the YubiKey. And it has to be FIDO2 compatible, et cetera, et cetera. But basically, once you configure your account with, I use the key in this case, you can use that to sign into devices that are compatible. Obviously,
without Windows any passwords, you just put it in the USB port and...
So depending on the key and how things work, there could be a fingerprint reader on it that you could have a PIN associated with it. And so in my case, I plugged it in, typed in a PIN, and I was in.
So it's two-factor because it's the key and the number that you know. Huh.
Right. And it works on inside of Windows. It works in Microsoft Edge right now. I tried it with the Chrome. It's not there, but I'm sure they'll be adding this. And so what that means is if you go to Outlook.com or OneDrive.com or whatever, and you have to sign into your account, you could be authenticated off of the key now, or again off of Windows Hello, which is useful if you have a Windows Hello biometric login type on your computer.
So, does this work with business apps also, or no? At this point,
so right, this is for MSA specifically, so the Microsoft account. That said, I could be wrong, but I think this might already be available on. Business accounts. I could be wrong about that, but this sounds like the type of thing that would come to MSA last in a way because it's maybe a little bit less common. Although Windows Hello makes it pretty common, right? Obviously modern Windows computers do have Windows Hello. I use the security key personally just to try it because it's still kind of unique on a in a consumer scenario or whatever.
So let's talk about security. When you're logging into your computer, I mean, there's a certain amount of security built in the fact that you have the physical access to the computer, right? Mm-hmm. So all of these methods assume you have physical access. I'm thinking starting with Hello's face recognition. Has Microsoft said anything about how secure that is? Is it secure or less secure or more secure than Apple's face ID? And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know that anyone's made that comparison, I would say Windows Hello facial recognition has had a pretty good reputation. I think there was one incident fairly recently where somebody somehow was able to bypass it, but it's been around
Apple's
for a while.
Apple's Face ID has this problem with siblings and other close relatives that it can, they said identical twins, but even brothers who look a lot alike can fool it. And I talked to one mom whose
that's
kid
where
could
all that money went.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Dad. I'll be right there. I'm just going to run upstairs and steal
just
everything.
Just going to look up the weather in your computer.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say that is a problem with Hello, though. Have you?
Which is interesting. Well, but that's a good question. I mean, no.
No.
So that's weird.
Although, like, again, I think there was an incident this past year, but I don't know how serious it was. But no, generally no. And then, of course, fingerprint readers have been a thing for a long time.
Yeah, and Apple
says part of Windows Low.
And, of course, this is all marketing speak, but Apple says their Face ID is a lot more secure. I can't remember what the number was, but, like, several orders of magnitude more secure than Touch ID. I don't know if that's true if your brother can unlock it. That seems like a flaw. And then in both Apple's case and Microsoft's case, you have to have more than just a regular camera. They have a depth sensing camera.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. It has to have an IR and there's all kinds of things. It's
similar,
a special kind
similar
of.
Similar to the notchy thing on Apple's devices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, it's interesting that Microsoft hasn't really made any claims one way or the other. Now, I think the most secure would, of course, be a token, a YubiKey or something like that. Because, nobody could get into your computer at all unless they had the physical key. And since you have to have a PIN, too, that's pretty secure. I would imagine corporations would like that.
Yeah. And this is kind of a modern version of the old smart cards we used to see. Those kind of credit card size and shape things that you would slot into an enterprise class PC.
Yeah, I carry, I don't know why, but I carry, poor Mary, I'm going to turn off your microphone.
She's all choked up.
Yeah. I carry a YubiKey for no apparent reason on my keychain, just in case,
They have NFC versions of this. Obviously, there's USB-C versions of this as well. I mean, there's probably 5 or 6 different versions.
But there's a variety of them. The way the early ones worked, and they're kind of indistinguishable from these more modern ones, but the early ones worked by doing a human interface device, HID, and appearing as a keyboard on the USB port, and then you'd press the button and it would type a long string. But that was just a single string. The more modern ones do one-time passwords. They have a little bit of processing power in there, and they can generate a time-based one-time password, which is long and very strong.
Right.
And then, as you said, yes, some of them have NFC, and that's necessary on – obviously, you can't stick that in a phone because it's Type-A USB, so that's necessary on a – on a smartphone, especially iPhones, because iPhones have to do Bluetooth because they don't allow NFC authentication.
You know, this is only semi-related, but there was a story in the paper today about Sweden is a country that's moving to become a cashless society very quickly, which is something we witnessed this past year. Actually, cash is not accepted anywhere. And some people are thinking this is going too fast and they're trying to put the brakes on it. But as part of the story, apparently, I don't know if the number is if it's 2,000 or 20,000 or some number of people in Sweden have gotten a chip implanted in their hand so that when they get on the metro system, the train, they can wave it in front of the machine and just go through.
Wow. Like,
they don't even have a card.
That's a convenience.
That's incredible, right? Yeah. So you could kind of imagine this type of thing, what we're talking about here, I mean, evolving to be something like that. I mean, obviously, facial recognition is one thing. I mean, you are who you are. But, you can imagine like a company requiring you to have an implant in your hand, so you can get in the building or whatever, or get onto your computers.